Welcome to Embrace Relief. I am Chelsea Winterhaller, and I am so excited to be your coach today. This is episode 90, How to Help Your Kids Stop Living in Confusion. We all know the feeling of having lots of different options spinning around in our brains and not knowing which direction to go. I am a big believer that the words "I don't know" don't help you to move forward in your life. Today, we are going to teach you exactly how to help your kids find clarity and start making decisions. Let's get to it. I think that the most popular three words in the English language are the words "I don't know." I really have lots of thoughts about these words, and they create feelings in my body. I do not like the words "I don't know" because I think it's such a disempowering place to be. So often in our children's lives, we see them spinning in confusion. They have a lot of options. There's so many things available to us here on this earth, which is so outstanding. I'm so grateful that God gives us so many options. But we take those options and often we use them to our disadvantage. I want you to think for a second. When you tell your brain, "I don't know," how do you feel, right? It might be, "What do you want for dinner?" "I don't know." "Where do you want to live?" "I don't know." "What sports do you want to participate in?" "I don't know." "What classes should I sign up for next semester?" "I don't know." What kind of feelings come into your body? I feel indifferent when I think the words "I don't know." I don't feel motivated. Is there a feeling for that? Anti-motivation. I feel almost helpless. And most of all, when my brain chooses to entertain the words "I don't know," I feel very confused. And I guarantee that this is a word, these three words are words that your child is saying often. When you allow your brain to rule your entire world, when you allow your brain to try to attempt to make decisions all on its own, it will almost always tell you, "I don't know how to do this," right? This is where we have an opportunity to do a couple of different things. First, we have an opportunity to answer our brain. And second, we have an opportunity to help our whole self find clarity. Now, if you've listened to me very much, you know that I love talking to my brain. I almost treat my brain like it's a totally different person than me. So when my brain offers me, "I don't know what I want for dinner," I actually answer my brain. You don't have to come up with an answer to the question right away. You don't have to say, "Oh, actually, I want mac and cheese," or "I want pizza." What I mean is that I answer my brain by saying, "That's so interesting. You usually do have an opinion on what you eat for dinner." That is what I mean when I simply take a moment to answer my brain. It's so beautiful because it takes your brain immediately out of the "I don't know" trap, the "I don't know" spin, and it drops you down to a different place in your body. And this is where we can find clarity. Now, I love to take the opportunity, especially with my kids. Just the other day, I had an experience where my son came into my room and he was in a dilemma. He has four different sports going at the exact same time, and he can't decide which sports he wants to participate in. And he was kind of freaking out. He was fiddling his thumbs and he was pacing. He was grabbing a piece of paper and scribbling on it a little bit. He was avoiding eye contact with me. All of these actions that he's doing because he's feeling a feeling in his body. And at this time, he was feeling anxious. When he feels anxious, it is because he is thinking something. And the thought that my son was thinking in that moment was, I don't know what to choose. And this is a very, very common thought among our species. I would almost guarantee that you have thought that thought today. If not today, definitely this week. I don't know what to choose. When we think this thought, we feel anxious. We might feel fearful. We definitely feel a feeling of confusion. And when we feel confused, the next step is doing a lot of things that don't help us get to a conclusion. So what I suggest is, first, answer your brain. Just say, oh brain, that's so interesting that you're saying you don't know. You've chosen things in the past before. I bet you'll be able to do it this time too. I love saying that's so interesting to my brain. Put those words in your back pocket. Okay, then we want to find that clarity, right? This is the key. Tell me how to find the clarity. I love taking the opportunity to take a deep breath. You know how much I love breath. It is beautiful and it has transformed so much of my understanding. And it actually brings clarity to my brain almost immediately. So when I am trying to help my children find clarity, I remind them in the moment when they're freaking out, I say, slow down. I just want you to take a breath. In that moment, often they will roll their eyes or choose to leave the room. They are almost teenagers. I get that. But I promise you that even if they get up and walk away, the next thing they are doing is focusing on their breath. Oxygen brings clarity. That is a scientific proof. I want you to help your kids recognize that they can get out of their head and drop into their heart, especially when it comes to making decisions that they are feeling very, very confused about. I like to keep the breath very simple. In through the nose for 4 seconds and out through the mouth for 4 seconds. That's it. This is how we drop out of our head and into our body, by giving our brain some oxygen, giving it the opportunity to slow down not only our heart, but also the thoughts that are spinning in our brain. After my child has had the opportunity to take a breath, or maybe 4 or 5, or maybe they left the room and they came back 3 hours later with the same problem, I would do this again. I would remind my brain that I don't know is not true. It's so interesting that you're offering me that. And then I would help them take a breath to find some clarity. Next, I just like to ask and get real, like be present with your child and ask them, how are you feeling right now? In this moment, I want you to know you can do this with you too. It is so powerful and I do it with myself all of the time. So maybe you're asking yourself this question, but for sake of example, we are asking our child, how do you feel right now? They might just answer you. They might say, overwhelmed. I feel dread. I feel fear. I feel anxious. It is beautiful if they are able to name it. If they're not able to name it, that's okay. I would also say, what color does it feel? This works awesome for young kids who don't really know what emotions are, but you would be amazed how well it also works with 50-year-old women. It is so cool to give your emotions a color. If they can't name the emotion, ask them what color it is. And immediately, if they say black, you know that that feeling they are feeling might be dread. If they say yellow, the feeling they're feeling is probably happiness. This is not rocket science. I promise that this simple exercise can help so much. After we know what we're feeling, I love to just ask, what are you thinking that's making you feel that way? And almost immediately, they will start dumping out words that are in their brain. And they sound similar to words that are in your brain and my brain. I just don't know how to make the decision. I don't know if I'm going to choose the right thing. I can't decide what I like best. I'm worried that I'm going to mess up. We have all had those thoughts before. Take a minute to connect with your kid. Take a minute to say that. Oh yeah, I've felt that before too. I get it. Often, this is the point when a child will bring up, I'm worried about trying something new. I've never done this before. Or in the past, I've always done it this way. And I love to take an opportunity to point out again to my brain that just because you've always done it in a certain way doesn't mean you have to keep doing it that way. In the past, your child's brain has learned to tell itself, I don't know. His brain has learned to spin in a circle when decisions are put in front of him. His brain has learned that it's okay to put off decisions for weeks or even months at a time. I want to suggest that just because it's what their brain has always done, it doesn't mean we have to keep training our brains to do that. Your 15-year-old kid has been doing this for 10 or 15 years. It doesn't mean that he has to keep staying in confusion and being indecisive for the next 10 or 15 years. This is when you get to offer to your child that there is a different way, that they don't have to stay spinning in confusion, that they don't have to keep making decisions from this place of fear or dread or overwhelm. That instead, in the future, starting now, we can start making decisions from a feeling of excitement, from a feeling of possibility, from a feeling of potential. Those are all available to your child. And just because they've made decisions from confusion in the past doesn't mean that it has to keep going that way. And you get to be the one. You get to be the one that helps guide your kid away from the I don't know and towards the clarity. It all starts with answering your brain. Saying, that's so interesting, brain. I might actually know. I might know the answer to this. And then breathing, taking that big, deep breath, helping your child find some clarity through actual scientific ways, right? Dropping out of their head and into their body. Next, asking them, how are they feeling? What color is it? Where is it in your body? And then figuring out what thought is creating the feeling. That is where the total magic kicks in. Thoughts create feelings. If you want to create a feeling of excitement and possibility and potential, you're going to have to find a different thought. And I've already given you a beautiful, beautiful example. And that is, maybe this time I want to do it differently. We do not have to stay in confusion. Your child does not have to spin for days or weeks or months on decisions that they are making. We can help them with this simple, simple process. We can help them shift from feelings of dread and anxiety and fear to feelings of excitement and possibility and potential. And I know that when I look in my kids' eyes, that's what I see. I see possibility and potential and excitement. And I bet you do too. I can't wait to see how you help your kids sort out their confusion using these few steps. If this resonated with you today, I want you to do two things. Go to my website and set up a completely free consult. We can talk one-on-one. We can figure out what areas of your life you want to zoom in on and really figure out what emotions are fueling you today. And second, I would love you to share this podcast with a friend. If it resonated with you, it will definitely help them too. I'll see you soon, friends.